Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar and Tanim Maseches Menachos Daf Mem Vav, the fourth parak Hatchilas. So the few topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the Mishnah Tanaim had argued if the Shnei Lechem are Ma'akiv the Shnei Kvasim or vice versa. Rabbi Yochanan says a Komodim Shim Huskugu Zeh Lezeh Shma'akim Zeh Zeh. Everyone agrees that if they become connected to one another, they are Ma'akiv one another. Ve'ezu Hu Zikhu Shalahen, and what creates their connection? Shchita, the slaughter of the two Kvasim. This is Shalom Shema Brice, which teaches that if the lechem of a carbon toda became invalidated after the toda was shechted, either nifras, the lechem broke, or left Yerushalayim, or became tameh, the carbon avoda is completed for the sake of a shlamim, and he must bring another. But if shechita connects the lechem to the carbon, then once the lechem became pasul, the carbon should likewise be pasul. The Gemara answers that a toda is different because the Torah calls it a shlamim. Therefore, ma shlamim kregen bo lechem, just as a shlamim is brought without bread, af toda kreva bo lechem. So too a toda may be offered without bread if the lechem becomes pasul. Point number two, in Eretz Yisrael they ask, tenufa osa zika, does waving the kvasim and lechem create a connection between them or not? Although Rabbi Yochanan only said the shechita creates zika, he may have been uncertain if tenufa does as well. This question is left unresolved. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, if tenufa does not create zika, so lechem is replaced if it was lost after the tenufa, Oso lechem talmud tenufa, o eno talmud tenufa. Does that bread require waving, or does it not require waving? If the kvasim are lost and replaced, the new kvasim certainly require new tenufa because they are the materian, the permitters of the offering, and because tenufa is written expressly about the kvasim. However, according to Ben Anas, who holds kvasim ikr, the lambs are primary because they are ma'akiv the lechem, the replaced lechem would definitely not require a new tenufa. Rabbi Yirmiyah's question is according to Rabbi Akiva, who considers the lechem primary since it's ma'akiv the kvasim. Since the lechem is primary, does this replacement require a new tenufa or not, since the kvasim are the materian? The question is left unresolved. And point number three, the Braisa teaches, shtei lechem abos mifnei azman, the two loaves which are brought by themselves, which is according to Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that they may be brought if they are no kvasim, they are waved utu uber tzarasan, and they are left out overnight until their appearance changes, yetzu lebeis esreifa, and then they go out to the place of burning. The Gemara asks that if they are supposed to be eaten, they should be eaten. If they're supposed to be burned, they should be burned right away. Rabbi answers that biblically speaking, they should be eaten. But we are concerned that if the kvasim are available the following year, people may mistakenly eat the lechem before the kvasim are offered, recalling that the lechem was eaten without kvasim the previous year. And since it's a gezerah, the lechem cannot be burned until it's left overnight and becomes nosar. Rav Yosef answers that biblically they should be burned and ultimately explains that they are not burned immediately in case kvasim become available later that day. Accordingly, they are burned as soon as they can no longer be offered, not the next day. So once again, the 3 points are number one in the Mishnah. Tanaim had argued if the Shtei Alechem are Ma'akiv the Shnei Kvasim or vice versa. Rabbi Yochanan says a Komodim, Shim Huskugu Zeh Lezeh, Shma'akim Zeh Zeh. Everyone agrees that if they become connected to one another, they are Ma'akiv one another. Ve'ezu Hu Zikr Shalahen, and what creates their connection? Shchita, the slaughter of the two Kvasim. This is Shalom Shema Brice, which teaches that if the lechem of a carbon toda became invalidated after the toda was shechted, either nifras, the lechem broke, or left Yerushalayim, or became tameh, the carbon avoda is completed for the sake of a shlamim, and he must bring another. But if shechita connects the lechem to the carbon, then once the lechem became pasul, the carbon should likewise be pasul. The Gemara answers that a toda is different because the Torah calls it a shlamim. Therefore, ma shlamim kregen bo lechem, just as a shlamim is brought without bread, af toda kreva bo lechem. So too a toda may be offered without bread if the lechem becomes pasul. Point number two, in Eretz Yisrael they ask, tenufa osa zika, does waving the kvasim and lechem create a connection between them or not? Although Rabbi Yochanan only said the shechita creates zika, he may have been uncertain if tenufa does as well. This question is left unresolved. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, if tenufa does not create zika, so lechem is replaced if it was lost after the tenufa, oso lechem talmud tenufa, o eno talmud tenufa. Does that bread require waving, or does it not require waving? If the kvasim are lost and replaced, the new kvasim certainly require new tenufa because they are the materian, the permitters of the offering, and because tenufa is written expressly about the kvasim. However, according to Ben Anas, who holds kvasim ikr, the lambs are primary because they are ma'akiv the lechem, the replaced lechem would definitely not require a new tenufa. Rabbi Yirmiyah's question is according to Rabbi Akiva, who considers the lechem primary since it's ma'akiv the kvasim. Since the lechem is primary, does this replacement require a new tenufa or not, since the kvasim are the materian? The question is left unresolved. And pointing with you, the Braisa teaches, Shtei lechem abos mifnei azman, the two loaves which are brought by themselves, which is according to Rabbi Kiva's opinion, that they may be brought if they are no kvasim, they're waved utuuber tzarasan, and they are left out overnight until their appearance changes, yetzlu beis asreifa, and then they go out to the place of burning. The Gemara asks that if they are supposed to be eaten, they should be eaten. If they're supposed to be burned, they should be burned right away. Rabbi answers that, biblically speaking, they should be eaten, but we are concerned that if the kvasim are available the following year, people may mistakenly eat the lechem before the kvasim are offered, recalling that the lechem was eaten without kvasim the previous year. And since it's a gezerah, the lechem cannot be burned until it's left overnight and becomes nosar. Rav Yosef answers that biblically they should be burned, and ultimately explains that they are not burned immediately in case kvasim become available later that day. Accordingly, they are burned as soon as they can no longer be offered, not the next day. All right, so now we get our siman daf mem vav, and our standard siman is a cow, because cows go moo. So here goes. The Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the Zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Alechem, who had his class yell Zika when the Shechita connected them, was going to address whether Tanufa creates a Zika between them as well. Well, he had two loaves which were brought by themselves burned in the corner of the class after their appearance changed overnight. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen dressed in a cow costume. Cow. That must be more daf. Mem vav. Moo. The Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the Zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Alechem, who had his class yell Zika when the Shechita connected them, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Tanaim had argued if the Ushtei Alechem are ma'akev the Shnei Kvasim, or vice versa. Rav Yochanan says, Hakom modim shim huskuku ze lezeh, shema'akvim ze zeh. Everyone agrees that if they become connected to one another, they're ma'akev one another. Be'ezo hu zika shalehen, and what creates their zika, their connection? Shechita, the slaughter of the two kvasim. So the Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Alechem, who had his class yell zika when the Shechita connected them, was going to address whether Tanufa creates a zika between them as well, which reminds us, in Eretz Yisrael they asked, Tanufa osa zika? Does waving the Kvasim and Alechem create a connection between them or not? Although Rabbi Yochanan only said the Shechita creates a zika, he may have been uncertain if Tanufa does as well. This question is left unresolved. Rabbi Yirmi asked, if Tanufa does not create a Zika, so Lechem is replaced if it was lost after the Tanufa, Oso Lechem Ton Tanufa, or Eno Ton Tanufa? Does that bread require waving, or does it not require waving? So the Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the Zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Alechem, who had his class yell Zika when the Shechita connected them, was going to address whether Tanufa creates a Zika between them as well. While he had two loaves which were brought by themselves, burned in the corner of the class, after their appearance changed overnight, which reminds us, a braisa teaches, Shtei lechem abos mifnei azman, the two loaves which are brought by themselves, which is following Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that they may be brought if there are no kvasim, they're waved, utuber tzarasan, and they are left out overnight until their appearance changes, v'yetzlu beis asreifa, and then they go out to the place of burning. So once again, the Kohen dressed in a cow costume, teaching young Kohanim about the Zika of the Shnei Kvasim Ushtei Alechem, who had his class yell Zika when the Shechita connected them, was going to address whether Tanufa creates a Zika between them as well. Well, he had two loaves which were brought by themselves burned in the corner of the class after their appearance changed overnight. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach Chazara. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simur Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. The blue blood mobster boss is mobster. That must be run Daf. Membeis. The blue blood mobster bosses who yelled at the gang for making a bracha while tying tzitzis onto their suits, which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether one makes a bracha upon making tzitzis and tzitzis which were made by an akum. So the blue blood mobster bosses who yelled at the gang for making a bracha while tying tzitzis onto their suits and using the leftover fringes for tzitzis, which reminds us, Rav said, Be'inun asi lishma, that we require attaching the tzitzis onto the baguette for the sake of the mitzvah. When Rav Yehuda reported Rav's ruling to Shmuel, he said that even tzitzis made from balls of thread are possible, because Be'inun tvi lishma, we even require spinning of the threads to be for the sake of the tzitzis. So the blue blood mobster bosses who yelled at the gang for making a bracha while tying tzitzis onto their suits and using the leftover fringes for tzitzis warned them to make sure to burn the sample of the techeos, which reminds us wool dyed for testing is unfit to be used for tzitzis. The reason for this is the be'inun tzviya lishma. We require dyeing of techeos for the sake of tzitzis. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Zimmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The ad in the mitzvah magazine. That must be more on Daf Mem Gimel. The ad in the Mitzvah magazine selling tzitzis free night garments, which reminds us we learned several drushes from the pasuk Re'isimoso, which excludes a night garment, and also that tzitzis are shekul kenega kol mitzvahs. Rashi adds that tzitzis has the gematria of 600, plus 8 threads and 5 knots, totaling 613, paralleling tariq mitzvahs. So the ad in the Mitzvah magazine selling tzitzis free night garments was opposite an ad for a concert featuring the new song Sheva B'Yom Hilaticha, with a picture of the singer wearing tzitzis and tefillin standing in a doorway with a mezuzah, which reminds us, a brisa states, Chaviv in Yisrael, beloved of the Jewish people, Shesivavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded them with mitzvahs, tefillin upon their heads and arms, tzitzis on the four corners of their garments, and mezuzahs on their doorways. About these mitzvahs, David HaMelech said, Sheva b'yom hilaticha o mishpatei tzidkecha. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous laws, because these mitzvahs total 7. So the ad in the Mitzvah magazine selling tzitzis free night garments was opposite an ad for a concert featuring a new song, Sheva b'yom hilaticha, with a picture of the singer wearing tzitzis and tefillin, standing in a doorway with a mezuzah and holding a daily chart promoting the importance of reciting 100 brachas daily, which reminds us, Reb Meir used to say, Chayav Adam Levarach Me'a Brachas B'chol Yom. A person is obligated to recite 100 brachas every day, because the pasuk says, V'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Alkecho Shom Mimach. Now Yisrael, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu, your God, ask of you? The word Ma can be read as if it says Me'a, 100. Daf Mem Dalet. So the Simur Daf Mem Dalet is mud. So here goes. The man who was very upset that his sister's got muddy. That Masmur on Daf Mem Dalet. Mud. The man who was very upset that his tzitzis got muddy while searching for a chila zone, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the description of the chila zone and teaches that because the chila zone is so difficult to obtain, tchilas is expensive. So the man who was very upset that his tzitzis got muddy while searching for a chila zone, especially since they were precious to him because they had saved him from sin, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the incident of the man whose tzitzis prevented him from sitting with a woman. So the man who was very upset that his tzitzis got muddy while searching for a chila zone, especially since they were precious to him because they had saved him from sin, watched in awe as two groups carrying minchas and nesachim waded through the mud, one with the mincha first and one with the nesachim first, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about the order of the mincha and nesachim of a minchas nesachim. Daf Mem Hei. So the Simur Daf Mem Hei is Manishtana, a Pesach Seder. The father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bull on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one. Was delighted when his youngest son asked, Manishtana. That must be on Daf Mem Hei, Ma. The father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bull on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one, which reminds us that we learned the Kabbalahs of Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos are not ma'ak of each other. The Torah requires two parin to be brought in Rosh Chodesh, but a pasuk says in Yechezkel that a bull is brought. This teaches Shimul Matzah Shnayim may be echad, that if he did not find two bulls, he should still bring one. So the father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bull on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one. Was delighted when his youngest son asked, Ma nishtana the psukim in Sefer Yechezkel, that they seem to contradict the psukim in Sefer Torah, which reminds us the psukim in Sefer Yechezkel appeared to contradict the Torah until they were clarified by Chanina ben Chizkiah. So the father put only one toy Rosh Chodesh bull on the Seder table to get the children to ask questions because he couldn't find the other one. Was delighted when his youngest son asked, Ma nishtana the psukim in Sefer Yechezkel, that they seem to contradict the psukim in the Sefer Torah. While another child was busy looking at a Har Sinai Haggadah with a picture of the Kibsei of Seres being brought in the Midbar without the Shtei Alechem, which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos about the Shtei Alechem or Kvasim being ma'ak of the other. In the next Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, the Shtei Lechem of Shavuos are ma'ak of the two kvasim brought with it, but the kvasim are not ma'ak of the lechem. Rabbi Shimon ben Nana says, reverse, that the kvasim are ma'ak of the lechem, but the lechem is not ma'ak of the kvasim, because we find that when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar for 40 years, the lambs were offered without bread, since the Shtei Lechem could only be brought from Eretz Yisrael's produce. Afkan yikru b'kvasim b'lo lechem. Here too, the lambs may be offered without bread.
All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions.
Which stuff do we learn several drushes from Re'isimo? So one of them being that Ksus Laila is Patur from Tzitzis. That's on Daf Mem Gimel.
Good. Number 2.
Which stuff do we learn that when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar for 40 years, the kvasim were offered without bread since the Shtei Lechem can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael's produce? That's on Daf Mem Hei.
Good. Number 3.
Which stuff do you learn that Te'ima Pesula, wool dyed for testing, is unfit to be used for tzitzis? That's on Daf
Membeis.
Good. Number 4.
Which stuff do in the Shechita Osa Zika that it connects the Shnei Alechim to the Shnei Kvasim and therefore their Ma'akav Zeh? That's on Daf Membeis.
Good. Number 5.
Which stuff in that Sheva B'yom Hilatichah is referring to seven mitzvahs that we do, the four tzitzes, two tefillin, and mezuzah? That's on Daf Mem Gimel.
Good. Number 6.
Which daf do you have a question whether Tanufa Osa Zika as well? That's on Daf Mem Vav.
Good. Number 7.
Which daf do you discuss the required number of threads for tzitzes, their placement on the garment, and the minimum shear? That's on Daf Mem Olive.
Good. Number 8.
Which daf does Gomer bring the incident of the man whose tzitzes prevented him from sitting with a woman? That's on Daf Mem Dalet.
Good. Number 9.
Which daf do we learn that the Shtei Alechem brought with HaKvasim are waved, and then they're left out overnight until their appearance changes, and then they go to the basis Rafa? That's on Daf Mem Vav.
Great. And number 10.
Which daf do we machok by the order of the Mincha and Nesachim of a Mincha's Nesachim? That's on Daf Mem Dalet.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.